So this is a long-term experiment, and this is a part of several study, but it's part of one. The impact of different tillage system on soil aggregate stability, associated carbon and nitrogen. That's what I'll be talking about. And the experiment is started in 1962 in one of the research stations at Ohio State University. The experiment, also known as triplet, hand-drawn, long-term plot, that is something we don't have to do. And the soil is poorly drained, Crosby silt loam, fine mix type of soil. And this is the experimental design for that experiment. So randomized block design is the experimental setup. The composite sample up to 30 centimeter was drawn. In 0 to 30 centimeter, but it was 7.5 centimeter increment. And the fractionation, aggregate fractionation was 5 to 1.5, 0.125, and up to 0.053, which is 53 micron, 7 fraction, and then one was less than 50 micron. Aggregate C pool, and using dry combustion that we use elemental analyzer to estimate both carbon and nitrogen. These are some of the algorithms that we use for calculation of those three parameters. I think it's a pretty universal. This is the one of the results that I'm trying to show here. Those three tillages, they are different, significantly different, and the no-till stand up everything better than continuous tillage and plow till. And the interaction is a really big table, but interaction is all tillage and depth interaction are significant. This is even bigger table, but I don't want to show you all the things here, so I'm just trying to see that those interactions were significantly different, and it's significant, the interactions were significantly different. That's all I'm trying to talk about in this case to show you. This is one of the macro aggregate stability, and we can see here the no-till has registered like a maximum stability in this case, almost 80% versus CT and PT. But if you go to lower depth, they are pretty much still a little bit difference, but they don't find that much difference compared to the surface depth. Micro stability is just opposite, and when you go to lower depth, you won't find that much difference. They are pretty similar, but in upper depth, no-till has lowest score in that case compared to the two. Structural index, again, in the upper depth, you can see no-till register the highest, has highest, followed by CT and PT. But in lower depth, you won't find that difference. Mean wet diameter, again, they have this is something we are trying to present here, the interaction effect in here. And you can see this no-till again is entirely different than any other one. Same thing, same pattern is followed in case of geometric mean diameter. So basically, in conclusion, we can say that macroaggregate stability significantly increased in no-till but decreased with the plot-till PT. Higher aggregate stability at lower depth is due to clay content. It's very high in clay content, so it was kind of giving you a little bit artificial aggregate stability in the lower depth. No-till surface soil, generally 0 to 5 centimeter, had significantly higher carbon content in aggregates, especially in macro aggregate. Tillage impact were most pronounced at surface depth of the soil compared to the lower depth. And this is all I have, and thank you for the attention. But if you have any more question, I can be reached. This is my first is my name at raut.2@osu.edu. But Dr. Islam is the one that the presenting author. So you can have question later also, but I can see this is all about. So thank you. Yeah, I think I should finish in time before time.
So did you have a short question for me? How did the pulses interaction and effect on the soils and the tillage affected on the crop yield?
Oh, crop yield, that is separate study. That it has a series of study, but I'm presenting just this one. But yeah, the crop yield, I can tell you from the my other study that crop yield was also had interaction with the depth and tillage, and even fraction of the aggregate. So higher aggregates where you find like a percentage wise higher. Definitely, that they had bigger L in all the years around.
Thank you for presenting.
Thanks.
I have a question about what is the difference between geometric mean top and mean with
geometric mean is something that I think it, one of the author here, he's, would you like to answer? Yeah, he's one of the author in this case, so I would refer to him to differentiate, otherwise I will have to.
Thanks for the question. Basically, for geometric mean, technically there's no difference. They are all indicators of structural or algorithmic stability. Means if you really want to have the log of other components like the diameter, the fractions, the diameter in this case, then we can then that is where the geometric mean comes in. I mean, there's technically there's no difference. So if you look at the graph, you won't see much difference. I don't know if you can project the graph.
Yeah, this we can answer from here also. You can see there. This is the difference you can see here. The number of aggregate size and their weight, in this case, you consider. Here in this case, you consider number of aggregate sizes and weight in different fraction, separate fraction. And then you calculate. This is the major difference I could see, but you were saying with the graph?
Yeah, the graph for the mean with diameter and the geometric mean.
Yeah, this is the one.
So the mean with diameter and the geometric mean. So you can see there's no difference technically. So my suggestion is you can go for one if you really want to know the stability of your aggregates. Basically, there's no point having the two. it's for emphasis, for the purposes of emphasis, you can just go for 2 years for it to be sure, then you can select one and get out. It will all be an indication of the embryo stability.
So we have more
specialists
in the room, so
we
have a couple of more minutes now, questions, and then we'd like to add some more on.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's affect on solve
I have a question on the resistance of these aggregate sizes on soil disturbance, so mechanical soil disturbance. So do you observe in, you measured in a no-till system, in a conventional system, or a plow system?
Yes.
What will happen when you use plowing, for instance, every 5 years? What will happen to the aggregate sizes?
That in this case, I think, yeah, it's a good question. But in this case, that study has not been done. But from my experience, even if you compare both, conventional till or plow till versus no till, then you will find, even if you do that, you will find the same difference that I'm showing. But that was not the part of this study, that after 5 years they didn't till the plots. But definitely you will see the difference. No-till, again, it will give you higher stability, especially macro aggregate on the surface. But then plow-till, you can get the lower depth, maybe below plow pan. You will find that difference. That no-till will not show you that increased difference. It will be lower with the no-till, but plow-till will still show you higher. For especially macro-aggregate, you can go into macro-aggregate. But macro-aggregate is still, we have observed that no-till is always higher.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.